stocks are booming, so is the amount of natural gas produced by fracking in the eastern U.S. And that's led to a big push to build new pipelines to move the gas between states. And pipeline companies can route their lines through people's land using the power of eminent domain if it's considered in the public interest. But what happens when the pipelines are carrying the byproducts of natural gas production, liquids like propane, butane, or ethane? Julie Grant of Here and Now contributor The Allegheny Front found out.
The quiet hills of eastern Ohio and Harrison County have become a popular spot, and not just for the cicadas you hear, but also for oil and gas development. Mick Luber grows tomatoes, greens, even fava beans here at his organic farm and sells them at local markets in Pittsburgh. He says recent years have brought a compressor station and multiple well sites so close they wake him up at night.
For the first year that they were fracking, it was hard for me to go outside. I felt so bad hearing the roar of all this stuff. It's nice to have the cicadas that drowned them out.
Now pipeline companies like Kinder Morgan are knocking on Luber's door.
They wanted to come right down through this main field and go up over top of that hill. There's a spring right up there. That's the most fertile part of this farm.
Another company, Marathon, made a deal with Luber's neighbor and is already building a pipeline on the southern border of his 65-acre farm. Luber points up the valley where pipes are lined up, waiting to be connected. The ground has been stripped bare.
This is what you end up with. This was all woods.
Shell is also planning a line here. So when Kinder Morgan showed up, Luber said no. No pipeline, not even a survey.
I told him I didn't want it.
Kinder Morgan sued. One of the main arguments in Luber's defense, the contents of Kinder Morgan's pipeline. Not natural gas for home heating, but ethane to make plastics for the Canadian company Nova Chemicals. Ethane, along with propane and butane, are known as natural gas liquids. They're byproducts of natural gas that's being fracked in the region. Increasingly, landowners are arguing that they shouldn't have to give up their property rights for companies to transport these liquids to make plastics, especially if they're being sent to other countries. Kinder Morgan spokesperson Ellen Foer says, yes, they should. Plastics are in the public interest.
You tell me anybody in this country that doesn't use plastics in some way and that plastics aren't critically important to their everyday lives, from cups to medical devices, to automobiles.
If this were a natural gas pipeline, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, would also have authority over setting its route. But what about a pipeline transporting liquids like ethane?
FERC has no authority to regulate natural gas liquids in the United States at all. FERC's authority is strictly limited to natural gas.
Attorney Rich Raiders represents about a dozen landowners in Pennsylvania against eminent domain action from a different pipeline company, Sunoco Logistics. He says when FERC has authority, as it does for siting natural gas pipelines, landowners have a say in the route.
That's an all public, eyes open discussion, whereas for natural gas liquid line, that's between the individual landowner and the pipeline operator, and no government entity is involved at all.
So when it comes to eminent domain for pipelines carrying natural gas liquids, that's being decided in state courts. In Kentucky, landowners recently won a victory when a court said a pipeline company couldn't take their property for a natural gas liquids pipeline. But in July, in Pennsylvania, an appellate court agreed with Sunoco, supporting its power to take land in all 17 counties along the path of a controversial pipeline. In an email, Sunoco said it's come to agreement with the majority of landowners. At least one landowner in Harrison County, Ohio, where Sunoco's pipeline begins, is fighting the company's eminent domain action. Nicholas Anderson is the landowner's lawyer.
The bottom line is that when they're approaching landowners in Ohio, they have this big stick called eminent domain. And so they say, look, we'll give you X number of dollars per linear foot, but if you don't accept that, we're just going to take your property. And that is where we have a problem.
Anderson's Ohio clients lost their court case against Sunoco, but they're appealing. He says that Kinder Morgan, the company farmer Mick Luber was fighting, recently filed 130 eminent domain cases to take land for their ethane pipeline in at least 8 Ohio counties. Kinder Morgan spokesperson Alan Foer says they only take eminent domain action as a last resort.
If you look at our route, you can see a lot of zigs and zags and turns, certainly not a straight line. Those are all based upon big issues like avoiding environmentally sensitive areas or individual landowner concerns.
Like Mick Lubers. Kinder Morgan recently announced they would reroute around his farm. Still, Luber doesn't see it as a victory.
Well, as long as these guys are still doing this stuff, what is the victory, you know? You can't stop the vigilance, you know? People got to keep standing in their way.
Kinder Morgan says Luber got what he wanted, but the company wants it clear. It can't reroute its pipelines for every landowner who has a problem with them. For Here and Now, I'm Julie Grant in Ohio.